From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama made another pitch for his health care overhaul plan today, this time to a group of doctors. Speaking to physicians in the White House Rose Garden, the president said that no one has more credibility with the American people on this issue than you do, and he urged those doctors who support a health care initiative to make their voices heard.
If you're willing to speak out strongly on behalf of the things you care about and what you see each and every day as you're serving patients all across the country, I'm confident we are going to get health reform passed this year.
The event gave the White House an additional chance to frame the debate over health care as the Senate Finance Committee prepares to approve a health care bill this week. 150 supportive doctors representing all 50 states were arrayed just outside the West Wing, all of whom were wearing their white medical coats. Vaccinations against the new H1N1 swine flu are going out to the public beginning today. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
The vaccinations are being distributed by state health agencies. Early this week, it will all be the nasal spray variety, intended for people between the ages of 2 and 49 years old. Indiana and Tennessee are among the first to get their programs rolling. In Indiana, in Marion County, the first lots are going to healthcare providers and emergency management workers. In Tennessee, healthcare workers at Le Bonheur Medical Center in Memphis and from local health departments are getting vaccinated. Federal health officials have asked states to focus on getting the vaccine to health workers first. Programs for the general public are expected to start as more vaccines become available in the next several weeks. The injectable form of the vaccine with no upper age limit is expected to be available later this week. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Indonesia has called off the search for missing persons 5 days after a massive earthquake destroyed scores of buildings, hotels, malls, and schools. From Western Sumatra, Dwali Sakautau reports.
The government reopened schools today, but even as schoolchildren dressed in their uniforms walked the roads, many didn't get back to their classes, instead coping with what's left of their homes and in some cases what's left of their schools. Electricity is back in parts of Padang City, but areas farther out were still without power or running water. In the village of Duriandan, more than an hour north of the city, 27-year-old Fitrianti, who only has one name, described her situation. She said all the families in this location have been affected by this tragedy, so no one expects much help from their neighbors, but outside help, she said, is welcome. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Padang City, Sumatra.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 112 points, ending the session at 9,599. The NASDAQ gained 20 points today. This is NPR. The United Nations says even though it plans to temporarily close its offices in Pakistan, the agency will continue to provide humanitarian relief to Pakistani refugees. The announcement of the closure follows a suicide bomb attack that killed 5 people at the UN Food Agency's Pakistan headquarters. The Taliban is vowed to carry out new assaults in Pakistan. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the attack was unjustifiable and a heinous crime. Bulletins have carried out a number of attacks in Pakistan in recent years, many targeting foreigners. Monday Night Football features quarterback Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings against Favre's former team, the Green Bay Packers. Patty Murray with Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Green Bay Packer fans are facing a quandary. Who to root for in tonight's Monday Night Football game? Will it be the team or former Packer legend Brett Favre, who now wears a purple Minnesota jersey? Favre was the Packers' star quarterback who led the team to a 1997 Super Bowl victory. He stayed for 16 seasons before the drama began last year. That's when the team released him, and he came out of retirement to play for the New York Jets. In this year's preseason, he agreed to play for Green Bay's longtime rival, the Minnesota Vikings. Tonight's game is the first matchup between Favre and his former teammates. It'll be played in Minneapolis. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay.
Luxury handbag maker Coach is going after Target for bags it says too closely resemble its own, asking the discount retailer to stop selling the bags and also seeking undetermined damages. In a filing in U.S. District Court in Manhattan, New York-based Coach says the bags in question resemble the company's Ergo bags launched in 2008 and its signature Patchwork bags. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.